Hello and welcome to our half hour of Resources of Meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler and today we're going to meditate around the fear of failure and hopefully we'll let go a lot of it and release a lot of this fear and its influence on our lives. I've written a blog post about this this week, and so I thought it would be a great theme for today's meditation. As always, we'll just set a few intentions in the beginning, and what I want you to do is to think the phrases and radiate them out. Let them permeate who you are in this moment and send them out into the world. And from there, we'll do a relaxation process and then just be aware and let go of all the negativity around our expectations that we're going to fail, the fear that we might fail, and all the effects this has on our lives, our thoughts, our behaviors, in the way we feel. So I hope you're ready. Let's start. Here we go with the intentions. I am aware of how the fear of failure has affected me. I easily let go of failure and all its consequences on my life and way of being. I discover who I am beyond the limitations of possible failure. So I allow my body to be in a comfortable posture and I focus on my breathing. I notice how the air flows in and how I can let it flow out, relaxing a little more into the current moment. I let my awareness drift wherever it wants to go every time I inhale, so I can notice the sounds around me and within myself. And as I exhale, I let go. And then again, at the next inhale, I notice where my attention goes. Observing how this is right here and now. And as I exhale, I let go of what I just perceived. So I can notice where my body experiences tension, and I can breathe into this. And I can notice at every exhale how my body releases some of the stress, the tension, and the negative emotions accumulated. It's nice that I don't have to reach anything. All I'm doing is just being aware and allowing for my system to let go and release. I can trust that my pure awareness changes what's there, and that there's nothing for me to do. So just for a moment, I let my awareness go towards my hands and the space between them. And I remind myself that this space between my hands represents an infinite field of energy, light, and information. And I notice how my hands interact this field of energy, light, and information, how they interact with it, how they notice it. I notice the temperature sensation. Maybe movement, tingling. And I just enjoy being present with these sensations. And maybe I can even notice this infinite field of energy, light, and information in different parts of my awareness, of my body, of my mind. I know that it is outside of time and space, and it permeates into this current moment, into my awareness of what is right now. I allow it to guide me, to guide my awareness, and to bring up whatever is important for me to process and see and feel and hear right now. As I breathe, I relax into this. And I can experience the trust within me that whatever I need to feel is right there for me. Whatever I need to be right now, I am. So trust in life that every moment is perfect as it is. And from this space, I look at my fear of failure, and I become aware of the many ways in which the possibility of failure affects me. I become aware without judging. I just notice the thoughts or the feelings or my actions or sensations that express failure in my existence. I notice it and I let it go as I exhale. exploring failure, or what I call failure, a little more at the next inhale. So there's room for feeling the emotions it brings to me. Giving them my full awareness. Surrendering my body to this experience. And as I do this, every time I exhale, I let go of the experience and thereby get closer to just being. Maybe I notice blockages in my breathing, in my physical experience, something that just doesn't flow or feel right. So I let my attention go there and explore how this is right here and now without needing to change anything. I inhale into my pain, into my tension or my blockage. And I exhale, letting go. And I repeat this a few times. The flow of my breathing is the flow of life. And now I make room for the beliefs that limit me and focus me on the possibility of failure. Maybe there are parts of me that think that I won't make it, that it has never worked before, that it's too difficult, it's asking too much, whatever it is. that my mind tells me is just a thought, and I can give it room and then let it go. I can explore how the thought makes me feel and then exhale it. And with every thought that I let go of, I can perceive a little more that this isn't truth. That truth starts to appear beyond these thoughts. And that it's thoughtless. And accompanied by a sensation of peace, calmness, love, just being. I give myself permission to enter into the awareness of just being. I observe anything that disturbs me from just being, and I let it go. So I can notice how this calmness and peace spreads within me, taking away all my attachments to failure or fear, and all I had to do was to just agree to being aware, just let go of all resistance, just agree to feeling, noticing, and letting go. So I ask my subconscious to give me one piece of information, something I can learn, recognize, or be aware of on my path to being myself, being in peace, being trustful, and releasing all the illusions of possible failure. And I enjoy this inner state and recognize its beauty. I let the information of this truth and this state permeate my being, my body, my mind, my energy field. And I allow it to flow into the parts of my life and the parts of me that most need it. And I know that when I return to my more physical awareness, this will carry me, show me new paths, new sides of life and of myself, open me up to new doors, new paths, new sensations, and new ways of being myself. In a more connected and peaceful way. So I'm starting to breathe a little more deeply. Noticing the parts of my body that may want to stretch, expand. And I allow them to do that, bringing me back into a more physical awareness. Moving my hands, my feet, my neck, my head. And enjoying the movement. Becoming more active until I'm ready to open my eyes. And when I do open my eyes, I know that I bring this experience back into my awake awareness. I don't even have to do anything, it's just there. And it permeates my life, my experience, my actions, and my way of being. So I thank you for going on this meditation path with me today. I feel re-energized and calm and joyful and really grateful for this opportunity of sharing this experience. I hope that you feel this and much more positive effect on your life, and that you get to take it into the rest of your day, your weekend, and your week. So I hope to see you here next week, and I say bye for now.